Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Chet Amud Aleph at the very top of the Amud. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Shmuel. Libein Sakin V'Shachatpa. If you heated up a knife so that it was white hot, and then you did Shchita, Shchitato Kshera. It's valid, and we're not concerned that the heat burned away the simanim before you cut them, thus making it a trefa. Why? Because chidudah kodem lelibunah. The sharpness comes in, cuts before the heat effects. Ah, va'ikat tzadim, they're the sides of the knife that will burn. So they with an art sharp. So beit hashchita mirvach ravach. The beit hashchita opens up when the knife comes in, so it doesn't directly touch the sides. Okay, ibayalu. Now the question is libein shfod vikabo. Let's say he took a shapud, a skewer, heated it up, white heat, and then hit somebody with it. Mishum shchinidon or mishum mechvanidon. Is the burned area considered shchin or michva? Now, what's the issue here? It's an issue of tzarat, and it works as follows. There, the Torah stipulates that if you have an area on your skin that is afflicted by shchin, like a boil, or michva, a burn, and the area becomes white, like the color of tzarat, that the Kohen looks at it and gives you a week, and a week later, if things remain the same, you're tahor. It's just because of the burn. If, on the other hand, it either spreads or white hair grows in it, then you're tameh. But that's only if you have a kashir of michva or of shchin. Now, l'may nafkumina, our particular case, how does it play out? L'chadetanya. Shchin u'michva metam'in b'shavu achad b'shnei simanim. After 1 week, either one of these two simanim, b'seir alavan uva fision, either white hair or spreading, otherwise it's tahor. So why did the Torah talk about shchin and michva separately if they have the same halacha? That you cannot merge a half shiur shchin and a half shiur michva to say that the whole thing now is affected. It has to be a full shiur of either one. V'tanya, ezu shchin ve'ezu michva. What's the difference? Laka be'etz, be'even, be'gefet, be'chamei tiberia. Chol davar shel abamach bata'ur latu ye'abar mikaro. So let's say that you got hit by wood or by a rock or by olive mash, which is combustible, or by water that's geothermally heated, or anything that is not directly caused by fire, like pulling lead out of the ground where it's still hot. Zeu shchin. That's called shchin. Vezu michva, nichva begachelet, a coal, remets, ashes, seed, roteach, boiling plaster, begipsit roteach, it's like gypsum or something that's hot. Uchol davar b'machmata ur, if it's directly by the fire, heated by the fire, la tuye chamei ur, like water that's sitting on the fire and it's boiling and burns you. Zui michva. Now v'tanya shchin u'michva. Let's say you have both. Im shchin kodem l'michva, meaning first you got hurt by a stick, and then later on you got burned. Now it's called the michva. Whichever comes second defines it. And vice versa. Now, in our case, what's the case? You had a half a shear, half the size of a bean, that was shchin originally. And what happened is you heated up a skewer and hit it on the skin, and now you have another half grease that's afflicted. My. Do we say chavata kadim, the contact came first, and then the burn, va'ati hevlom vata l'chavata, which means the burn came afterwards and canceled out the contact wound. So therefore the half that was there is shchin. The other new half is now a michva, because the second thing to come along is the heat, and you don't have a tziruf. Maybe we say that the heat comes first, and then the contact comes afterwards. Now the whole thing is one grease of shchin. So what's the solution? Back to our halacha. If you heated up a knife and shechted, and here we see alma chavata kadim. We see contact comes first, which means that in our case of tzarat, it won't be mitzareif because it'll be shchin and then michva. The answer to that is chidud shani. That's different because you got a sharp knife, so certainly the contact comes first. But here, a flat skewer, we don't know which comes first. Toshma, libein shapod v'ikabo. So If you heat it up a shapod and hit with it, nidon mishum michvat esh, it's michvat. Alma chavata karim. So you see, contact is first and the burn is afterwards. So atamnan ibarze mivraz. That's a case where you skewered the guy, meaning you stabbed him with it. Tainu chidud, the same thing as the sharp chidud. So we haven't got a solution to our tzaraat issue, but we see how our issue of shchita could play out. Rav Nachman Aravua, sakin shal avodat kochavim. Now, to a new topic, if you have a sakin that was dedicated to avodah zarah, you're not allowed to get hana'ah. Mutar lishchot pa v'asur lachtoch pa basar. You're allowed to use it for shchita, we'll see why, but you can't use it to cut up meat. Mutar lishchot pa mekalkalhu, because shchita is a kilkul, it's not something you're getting hana'ah from. So lachtoch pa basar metakinhu, because cutting up meat, that's tikkun. That's fixing it, so you're getting hana'ah. Amar Rava, pamim shashochet asur, sometimes shchitu would be asur. But if you have an animal that's going downhill, if you don't shecht him now, you're going to lose him, so shchita is a tikkun. Umachatech mutar, sometimes cutting up meat would be mutar, but atme the kaim in the korban, if you have a nice big fat piece of meat, you're going to give as an offering to the governor or some rich guy, and somebody comes along and cuts it into pieces, that cutting is a kilkul. So if you did it with a sakin shavar azara, it's not asur. Wait a second, why are we getting involved in all these issues of hana'ah? After all, there's gunk on the knife that was used for avodah zarah, and that itself is asur. The answer is b'chadashah, we have a new knife. It's a new knife, chadashah, b'en Rabbi Shmuel, b'en Rabbi Kiva, m'sham shevar kochavim hem. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel have a dispute in avodah zarah about whether avodah zarah that's never been used is asur. Rabbi Kiva says yes, Rabbi Shmuel says it has to be ne'avad. But this knife is not the object of worship. It's mishamshei avodah zarah. It's appurtenances of avodah zarah, and therefore they will all agree that mishamshei avodah kochavim ena nasurin ad sheyavedu. You have to do avodah with them. If this knife was never used, there's nothing to talk about. The answer is ibaitem de pasak be gavzal avodah kochavim. Maybe you used it to cut down a branch for avodah zarah to decorate the temple, but not for animal fat. Maybe it was a used knife, but you burned it out and you white heated it, so therefore it was now taste wise kosher, but still had a din of avodah zarah. So there's no shamnunit. Okay, itmar. Now we're going to deal with two cases of using a knife that was used for non kosher animals, as it were. Hashochet b'sakin shel goyim. Rav Amar Kolef. Rav says, after you shecht with this knife that was used, and Tosfot says, used that day by non-Jews, which means a non-kosher animal, you have to then peel off the part of the skin right where you did, and the flesh right at the point where you did the shechita. Because there's some bli of isur. Rav Barchan Amar Mediach. All you have to do is wash it off. Tosfot points out, wash it off vigorously. Lema b'hakami palgi. Maybe this machloket is the following. Demar savar beit ha-shchita tzonein, that Rabbi Barchana says the beit ha-shchita is essentially a cold place even when you do shchita. Therefore, there's no bliyah. Demar savar beit ha-shchita roteach. And that Rav says that it's boiling, it's hot. So lo, the kolem beit ha-shchita roteach. We can go either way. First of all, we can say everybody agrees it's hot. Mandamar kolev shapir. Rav, who says you have to peel off a slice a little bit, we understand. Since the simanim are so busy putting out dam, they're not polea anything. So therefore, all I have to do is wash off the area. They weren't polea any isur. You could say it the opposite way. Everybody agrees that the area is cold. The one who says all I have to do is wash it off, shapir. That's easy. The one who says that you have to peel it, because the knife has pressure, so it's mavliya, the isur in. Okay, sakin trefa. What if you have a knife, as the second case, that was used to kill a trefa? You found that the animal is a trefa. Now we're going to talk about it from a different perspective, because the ruling should be the same. Now we're going to talk about a case of, before you're going to shecht, what do you do with this knife? You have to wash it off with hot water. Cold water. You could use cold water. If you have a shmata, you could use to wipe it off. You don't even need to wash it off at all. Let's go on the attack here. The fellow who said you have to use hot water, what's his reason? Because it's bolea, it absorbs isura. Even when you do a proper shchita, when you cut the knife across, you're being bolea fats from an animal that's still alive. That's even minachai. The answer is that's not true. Ematpala, when is the bliya happen? When it heats up. Emar kachayma, when does it heat up? L'chigamar shchita, after you do finish the shchita. Haishata heterohu adhave. At that point, it's mutar. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav. Hatabach tzarich shlosha sakinim. Here's a rule. You need three knives. Achat shochet ba, that we understand we can't use for anything else. Achat shochatech ba basar, one to cut up the meat. Achat shochatech ba chalavim, you want to cut up the non-kosher parts that you can't eat to sell to non-Jews. Velit kan lechara, why don't you just have more do one for cut up the meat? Velechtoch ba basar, vahara lechtoch ba chalavim. First cut up the kosher meat, and then afterwards use it for the non-kosher meat. The answer is, xemer shemei achtoch chalavim hachach basar, you might flip the order. Shtam michlaflei, so ma'ahim will just flip knives, he'll switch knives. The answer is Kevin Atzochinu Trey, since we told him you have to have two for that purpose, eat Le'akera. It's a heker, maybe he'll make one color, or he'll make one larger, or whatever it is. Remember Yudam Arav, Hatabach Tzorich Shnei Kelim Shomayim, it's a parallel case. And that is that you, a parallel rule, that you have to have two bowls of water, Achad Shemidiach Bo Basar, one to wash off the meat, Achad Shemidiach Bo Chalavim, one for the Chalavim. V'nit Kan Le'chada, why not give him one? And make him have one. V'nadiach b'basar, v'adunadiach b'chir chalavim. First do the meat, then the chalavim. The answer is, g'zerah shemayadiach chalavim v'chakach basar. We're concerned you may flip the order. And then you'll have this chalavim in the junk that you wash in the water that you wash the basar with. Hashtam michlaf lei, so you might still, even with two, you might do it in the wrong order and do the wrong bowl. So kemen tzuchinu tarte, eat like hair. Same thing, since we may say you have to have two, there's a heker. Amar memar shmeder of papa, lo lischof inshi kafle yilave bisra. You should not put ksalim, which are flanks, on top of regular meat. Why? The da'iv tarba ubala bisra. The fats come out of the ksalim, and they come into the meat. So yachi kitriti nami da'iv tarba ubala bisra. Even when it's lying on its own, the fat's going to come out of the ksalim into the ksalim. The answer is karma mafsik mitatoi. It has a membrane in there that keeps the fats from coming into the meat. So yachi, if that's the case, then Milai nama karma ika. Even if you have the ksalim on top, there should be a membrane. The answer is aydin mashpin sheyada tabcha mifateit. Since the shochet is messing around with it, the membrane tears apart and it's no longer there. All right. V'amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Talmid Chacham tzrich she'amod shnei shlosha dvarim. Rav says every Talmid Chacham should know three arts: ktav, proper calligraphy, shchita, and mila. Chanan Bar Shlomim mishmei de Rav Amar. He adds three more: afkesh shel tefillin. He says, Rav said, you have to know six. Those three plus, you have to know how to tie the Kesher Shel Rosh of Tefillin. Berchat Chatanim, how to recite the Berchat Chatanim, and Tzitzit, how to tie Tzitzit. So why didn't Rav Yehuda say that Rav said that? Hani Shchichan. Those are things that everybody knows, they're very, very common, and therefore you don't have to mention them. Even non-Talmid Chacham are familiar with those three. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up in the next podcast, exactly this point on Daf Tet Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.